you don't need money to travel. Yes, you're right, guys. And no, I'm not joking. Hello, everyone. It's Nico here, and today I want to talk about something that stops many people from traveling. People that have all the skills to embark on a new journey. Too often, we imagine travel as an unreachable luxury, something that we can't afford. We get trapped in our comfort zones, counting every penny, convinced that exploration is beyond our means. But today, I'm here to challenge this notion and tell you, from my personal experiences, that you don't need to be rich to see the world. So grab a cup of coffee, sit back, relax, and join me as I break down the myth of expensive travel.
Welcome to Travel with Nico, where we share stories, guides, tricks, and insights to help you brighten your traveler's soul and business opportunities.
Many years ago, I hopped on a plane to Malaga, Spain, with less than 500 euros in my pocket. And guess what? Not only did I survive, but it was one of the most amazing experiences of my life. But you might ask, how, Nico? How did you do it? Well, it's about being smart, guys, with your choices, being flexible, and realizing that travel isn't an expense, it's an investment, guys. So let's take a detour and look at two real-life examples that showcase how traveling without a fortune is not just a dream, but a reality. Our first story is about Anna, a vibrant woman from Poland who set off on a three-month journey across Southeast Asia with less than 1,000 euros. She stayed at hostels, ate local food, and volunteered at various places. Her secret? Exchanging skills for accommodations and food. Next up is Mark, an adventurous soul from Australia. With a small budget, he decided to cycle from Sydney to Perth, camping along the way, discovering the unseen parts of his own countries and truly living the minimalist lifestyle. Incredible, right? But both Anna and Mark had different approaches but the same goal, to travel without breaking their bank. So how can you do it too? Here, there are some tips. First, travel off-season, guys. Islands and hostels lower their prices during off-peak seasons. For instance, a trip to Greece during fall or early spring could save you up to 50% compared to summer prices. At least 50%. Then, go local with food. Skip the touristy restaurants and eat what locals eat. In Thailand, for example, a plate of Thai from a street vendor will cost you 1 or 2 euros, whereas a tourist-targeted restaurant might charge you 5 times that. Volunteer or work exchange. Sites like Workaway or Woof connect travelers with locals who provide food and accommodation in exchange for a few hours of work. I've known folks who have helped in a hostel in Costa Rica and taught English in Cambodia, all for a free place to stay and meals. Next tip, get around wisely. Rather than just relying on costly taxis or car rentals, even Uber, is cheaper than a normal taxi, but still, consider cheap alternatives. In many countries, public transport systems are robust and can take you to popular destinations at a fraction of that cost. For the more adventurous, renting bike or walking when possible provides a great way to explore while saving. For example, I would suggest you to go for a run one of the first morning you land in a new place, in a new country, just to have a first approach with the place that you have around you, and then you can choose more wisely how to move around. Last tip for today is take advantage of travel rewards. Many credit card companies offer reward points on purchases, which you can accumulate and redeem for flights or accommodations. Some airlines also have loyalty programs that can save you a considerable amount on your next flight. Houseseat or Couchsurf. Websites like Trusted House Sitters and Couchsurfing connect travelers with locals offering free accommodation in exchange for house or pet sitting. A great way to save on accommodation costs. Next, travel light. By traveling with carry-on luggage only, you avoid extra baggage fee. And if you can, learn how to travel with just a backpack, using also your neck pillow to put all your underwear in and save some extra space in your backpack. Not only does it save money, but it also makes your journey smoother and easier. Pack smart and remember, essentials only. Tip number 8, plan and budget. Taking the time to plan and budget your trip can save you a lot in the long run. Early bookings often come with discounts, and sticking to a daily budget prevents overspending. Apps like Trail Wallet are great for managing your travel finances. Tip 9. Get a travel insurance. It may seem not that right? You want to save money and then you spend money on travel insurance. But spending money on travel insurance, guys, believe me, it can save you more money in the future. It can save you from a financial disaster in case of emergencies. So companies like World Nomads, for example, offer super affordable and flexible travel insurance plans. Next and last is leverage free activities and attractions. Do some research and find free things to do in your destination. Many cities offer free walking tours, pub crawls, museums with no entry fees on certain days, or beautiful parks to explore. In London, for instance, the British Museum is always free to enter. In Malaga, the main monument is the cathedral. There are a few days where it's always free to enter. These are the riches travel brings you. And let me tell you, these riches are priceless. And let me tell you, these things are priceless. Remember, your adventure doesn't have to cost a fortune. Just go. Yes, you heard me. Just go. There's a whole world out there waiting to be explored. So pack your bags and set out on your journey. So, there you have it, friends. 10 tips that can help you to travel the world without breaking the bank. But remember, it's not about the money, but the experiences, the people, the food, and the story that you collect along the way. These are the riches travel brings you. And let me tell you, these riches are priceless. Remember, your adventure doesn't have to cost a fortune. Just go. Yes, you heard me. Just go. There's a whole world out there waiting to be explored. So pack your bags and set out on your journey. I hope these tips inspire you to pack your bags. And if you need help, advice, or just want to share your travel stories, feel free to send me a message. I'm here to guide, to listen, and to celebrate the nomad in you. This is Nico signing off. Until next time, keep dreaming, keep exploring, and above all, keep living. Peace, guys. Un bacio. Ciao.